In a recusal motion filed with the court today, Ziegler says, quote, unfortunately, some parties do not receive their day in court despite their wish to be heard. She says because she was a witness to the incident in which Justice Prosser allegedly put his hands around Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's neck, she can't be an objective judge of whether that was a violation of the Judicial Ethics Code. Her reasoning echoes that of fellow Justice Patience Rogensack, who has also recused herself. Ziegler says her recusal means there is no longer a four-judge quorum on the court to rule on the ethics complaint. So far, only Justice Patrick Crooks, who did not witness the incident, has said he's ready to rule on the case. But former Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Gieske says the court's rules for dealing with such complaints require a neutral panel of three appeals court judges to hear the complaint. She says that part of the process should proceed. Gieske says she expects that Justice Michael Gableman will also recuse himself. But so far, Chief Appeals Court Judge Richard Brown has declined to appoint the three-judge panel without an order from the Supreme Court justices themselves. Gieske says if that doesn't happen, the complaint against Prosser could remain indefinitely in legal limbo. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.